For years, Missouri's Boot Heel region has only had one full-time OBGYN. That's despite having the worst birth outcomes in the state and one of the highest infant mortality rates in the country. Now the hospital where that doctor practices is closing. Side Effects Public Media's Bram Sablesmith reports from Kennett, Missouri.
Tasia Welton is ready for her daughter to be born.
She has more clothes than I have. I'm kind of jealous.
She's got a closet full of pink baby clothes. She's moved into a bigger house, one with room for a nursery. Her baby bag is packed, right down to her daughter's first outfit.
It's really cute.
What's it say?
The princess has arrived. I can't wait to put it on her.
The princess already has a name, Mason. And for 37 weeks, Welton's been seeing the same doctor, Nelson Perez. He's the only obstetrics physician left in this rural region. But Dr. Perez had bad news for her on her most recent visit. The hospital here in Kennett is closing, and his practice along with it.
For the last 2 weeks, I saw every patient, and I told him, I said, you need to find another OBGYN doctor. You need to be seen.
Perez says he was blindsided by the closure. Sure, hospitals in poor rural communities like this one are closing their doors. But the Kennett Hospital was owned by a publicly traded company. And the last he heard, the hospital had turned a profit. Not a big one, but it's better than the 41% of rural hospitals that lose money each year. Still, Perez says it wasn't enough.
Because in Wall Street, it's not that you make money or not. You don't make enough money for me to invest in you.
Things have moved quickly since the closure was announced on April 30th. Perez's last delivery was May 16th. On May 17th, his last patient left the hospital. Tasia Welton's due date was the 26th. By that time, the nearest obstetrics unit will be an hour's drive on winding rural highways. She's got a car, but many of Perez's patients do not.
I have patients that cannot come to my office and only live 5 miles from here.
Duncan County, where Perez works, is the second poorest in Missouri. It has some of the worst birth outcomes in the state, particularly for black mothers like Tasia Welton. Babies die here more often than anywhere else, and that's with Dr. Perez practicing here, which he won't be soon.
I mean, is this dangerous?
Yeah, super dangerous. We have 3 to 4 probably life-threatening emergencies a month.
He's talking about emergencies during childbirth. The only county with worse outcomes is neighboring Pemiscot, the poorest in the state, just 20 minutes away. For years, it looked like the Pemiscot Hospital would be the one to close. They nearly went bankrupt 5 years ago and cut their OB unit to save money. Now, that empty unit and that aging hospital is the only lifeline for Perez's practice. But Pemiscot's chief of staff says that's going to be expensive.
That will cost another at least $500,000 to revamp it.
Dr. Abdullah Arshad says he's working with the state to find the equipment they need at a discount. They're trying to get higher payment rates for delivering babies. And if they succeed, Dr. Perez could be back in practice by July 1st. That's good news for the long term. But what about mothers who are due sooner?
Hello?
Congratulations!
Thank you.
That's an exhausted Tasia Welton sharing a hospital bed with her sleeping princess, Mason.
She was like really fussy earlier.
Welton found a new OBGYN about an hour away. But she went into labor before their first visit, so she drove herself to that hospital. And after 20 hours of labor, she delivered.
So I'm like really happy. She's so beautiful.
For Welton, everything went right. She beat the odds. And until Dr. Perez's practice opens again, he can only hope that other mothers will be so lucky. Bram Sablesmith, Side Effects Public Media.